You're listening to the British Baseball Podcast. Welcome, baseball family, to Around the Bases, the British Baseball Results Show that showcases you, your team, and your league. If you'd like to feature or get involved in these episodes, you can submit a short video or voice message to me via direct message on Facebook or dropping me an email, britishbaseballpodcast@gmail.com, saying who you are, who you play for, and then give us an overview of your weekend series, the good, the bad, and the amazing. Maybe it's a dazzling rookie display, a no-hitter, a walk-off grand slam, or maybe you just want to give some love to your team and your teammates. So, here's your chance. So this is from the weekend of the 12th of June, 2021. Saw quite a lot of teams return to action and also WBUK returning back to the field. So let's get into those stats and figures. We'll start off with the WBUK League. All these games taking place at Summerdale Pavilion in Bristol, the home of Bristol Baseball Club. And we had Bristol Bobcats taking on the London Mayhem. And that game ended 8-7 in favour of the Mayhem. Now, before getting to the rest of these scores, all these look really close and really competitive. Sheffield Bruins took on the Telford 26ers, and that was 9-8 in favour of the Bruins. The Cambridge Valkyries took on the Bells Baseball, and that was 8-9 in favour of the Bells. London Mayhem then faced Telford 26ers in a 15-9 game in favour of the Mayhem. And the Cambridge Valkyries took on Bristol Bobcats, and that was 12-10 in favour of the Valkyries. And the final game of the day saw Sheffield Bruins take on Bells Baseball, and that ended up 3-15 to the Bells. So let's have a look at the team standings after four games played. Bells Baseball Club sit at the top of the tree with 3 wins and 1 tied game. London Mayhem in second place with 3 wins and 1 loss. Sheffield Bruins at 2-2. Bristol Bobcats at 1 win, 2 losses and 1 tied game. That's the same for the Cambridge Valkyries. And then the Telford 26ers at the bottom with 0 wins, 3 losses and 1 tied game. Baseball Scotland was in action again this week. Unfortunately, some of the games from the Glasgow side were postponed. So it's just a 1 Scotland National League game to report on, with the COVID protocols ruining some baseball up there. And that goes to Glasgow Comets against the Edinburgh Cannons, but was called off. The Edinburgh Diamond Devils took on the Tayport Baseball Club, and that was 2-0 in favour of Edinburgh Diamond Devils. And Aberdeen versus Glasgow was also postponed. Now on to the British Baseball Federation. I'm going to start off in the NBL. A couple of games postponed here too. The Lancashire Legends versus the Hearts Falcons were also postponed. So let's have a look at the games that did take place. Let's start off at Enfield Plainfields in London, where we had the London Capitals hosting the Essex Arrows, and it was the Capitals that came out on game one with 11-1. Then to the home of British baseball at Farnham Park in Slough, where the Mets took on the London Legends. The Mets were victorious in game one, 7-1. And then in the second set of the series, the Capitals also came away victorious with 7 runs being scored in the first inning alone as they beat the Essex Arrows 9-1. And then the Legends, the London Legends and the London Mets, a closer affair. And that was 6-4 to the Mets. And here to tell us a bit more about it is the Legends player manager, Matt Moran.
Hey guys, I'm Matt Moran, manager and player for the London Legends. I'm here to tell you about the games we had against the London Mets on this Sunday the 13th. So the Legends took on the London Mets in a doubleheader at Farnham Park on Sunday. The sun beamed down all day on 2 very intense and tough games for both teams. In game one, Mets pitcher Mitchell Vomsheet carried a no-hitter into the fifth and had run support from the Mets lineup, helping carry them to a victory with a score of 7-1. The London Legends, however, did have some standout moments in that game with our outfielder Connor Whittingham hitting his first double of the season, which was huge. In game two, the London Legends took the lead in the top of the third and kept it until the bottom of the sixth with help from a very strong performance on the mound from John Carter. who helped the team hold the lead until Jordan Edmonds' double and a Zach Stroman single helped the Mets take the lead late to win the game. The London Legends bats came alive in game two with RBIs for Ben Morris and Ren Quantrill and multiple hits for a few players in the lineup. But in the end, it wasn't enough to take the win from the Mets, with the Mets taking game two 6-4. Back to you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for that recap. And that's exactly what we're looking for. If you want to submit a little piece about your weekend series, that's a great example. And you can also find Matt. He's part of the Ducks Across the Pond podcast. Have a look for that wherever you get your podcast from. So let's have a look now at some standings. The London Mets are at the top of the table with 12 wins and 2 losses. The London Capitals in second place with 9 wins and 2 losses. The Essex Arrows are 8-6. And in fourth place, you've got the Lancashire Legends at 3-8. The London Legends are in fifth place with 1 win and 9 losses. And the Hearts Falcons at the bottom, then sixth place with 0 wins and 6 losses. Now let's have a look at the AAA. We have Vectra away to the Bournemouth Bears AAA, and that's at Ferndale Leisure Centre. At bottom of the sixth, Oswaldo Rodriguez. It's a home run to left centre field, and that ended up 5-4 to the Bears. The Southwest Rebellies took on the Bristol Badgers at Summerdale Pavilion, and that was 6-3 to the home team there, Bristol Badgers. I didn't manage to get scores for the East London Latin Boys at the Kent Buccaneers, so hopefully I'll be able to update you that on Twitter at some point. And then in the second leg of the series, the Bournemouth Bears, again, were victorious over Vectra with a 10-8 game. Vectra looked really good to start with. They scored 8 runs in the first and third innings alone, setting a high bar for the Bears to come back to. But they actually managed to smash 5 runs in the sixth inning and clinched it there. So let's have a look now at the AAA table. So AAA South looks like this. East London Latin Boys at the top with 5-3. The Essex Redbacks are 5-3. The Essex Arrows are 5-3. The Marauders are also 5-3. So four teams occupying top spot. Now you want to look at this either second or fifth place. You've got London Marauders with 3-5, Kent Buccaneers at 2-4, and Richmond Knights at 1-5. Over to the AAA Southwest and Wales division. Bournemouth Bears sitting at the top of the table with 5 wins and 1 loss. Vectra at evens with 4-4 record. Southwest Rebellies with 1-2, and the Bristol Badgers are 1-4. So moving on now to the BBF AA. Quite a few teams in action this weekend. If you don't hear your team's name read out, then the game was either postponed or the results weren't available. So that's the Hearts Hawks and the Cambridge Monarchs, which were postponed. And some of the other results, again, just not available at time recording. So the Richmond Dragons took on the Croydon Pirates at Roundshaw Playing Fields in Croydon. It looked like a fairly even back and forth throughout the innings until the fifth, when the Pirates scored 15 runs in that final fifth inning to seal the victory as they walked away 26 runs to 16 winners. Then the Essex Archers took on the Oxford Kings at Town Mead Playing Fields in Waltham Abbey. Lots of scores there scored from stolen bases. The Sidewinders took on the London Musketeers at Finsbury Park. Jordan Fennell hit a dinger in the top of the fifth for the Musketeers, as that ended 8-3 to the Sidewinders. And the Croydon Pirates in their second leg against the Richmond Dragons, just action throughout all their innings, and that ended 11-6 to the Croydon Pirates. Essex Archers in their second game against the Oxford Kings, they won the 18-15, and a really close game for the Sidewinders and the Musketeers to end the day with 8-7. Having a quick look at their table, the AA Central League looks like this. We have Milton Keynes Bucks at the top, 7-1 loss. Cambridge Monarchs in second place with 8-2. The Oxford Kings in third place with 7-5. Essex Archers AA with 3-5. And tied there with Norwich IC in it, 3-5 too. And the Hearts Hawks at the bottom, 0-10. And the AA South East table looks like this. Sidewinders sitting at the top with a perfect record of 12 wins and 0 losses. The Croydon Pirates with 11-2. London Musketeers at 8-5. The Guildford Mavericks at 4-6. And the East London Latin Boys AA and the Richmond Dragons are at the bottom there with 1 win apiece. But the only thing separating them is the losses, with Latin Boys with 11 and the Dragons with 13. Single A action now. quite a lot of teams in single A. So strap yourselves in. Again, if we don't hear your score read out, it's because the scores weren't available at the time of recording. So it's a look at a high-scoring game at Basinghill Ballpark in London, where the Hearts Londoners welcomed the London Mustangs. That game went to the visitors, 18 runs to 10. And then we have Cardiff Merlins going to Bristol Bucks at Summerdale Pavilion, and that was 19 runs to 11 to the Merlins. London Minotaurs took on the Essex Redbacks at Billericay in Essex, and that was 10 runs to 17, with the Minotaurs coming out on top there with the 17 runs. Guildford Goldcats took on the Richmond Dukes at Floodfield in Ham, with the home team Richmond Dukes winning 10 runs to 5. And over to Barley Field, the home of the Bobcats, where the Tonbridge Bobcats welcomed in Kent Buccaneers single A, and that was 8 runs to 16, with a home team and the away team there being on top. A very close game over at Robson Field in Western Supermare saw the Western Jets welcome the Bournemouth Bears single A, and the first game they went 18 runs to 17 to the Western Jets. And then in the second games in these series, the Hearts Londoners and the Mustangs there ended up 14 runs to 5 in favour of the Mustangs. Another high-scoring game over at Westmorland's Drive in Bracknell as the Inferno took on Brighton Brewers, and it was the Brewers that won that game, 19 runs to 18. And then Cardiff Merlins continued their sweep of the Bristol Bucks as they won 17 runs to 0 at Summerdale Pavilion. London Minotaurs in the Essex Redbacks single A, that was 20 runs to 1 in favour of the Essex side. And it was the Guildford Goldcats that came up on top against the Richmond Dukes with 7 runs to 5 in their final game of the series. And then in Victoria Park in Taunton, the Taunton Muskets welcomed the Bristol Brunels as that game was 18 runs to 16 in favour of the Brunels. And in the bottom of the first, Dan Adams hit a home run. So let's have a look at some of the many, many tables that are in this division. So single A Central, Essex Redbacks at the top with 11-1, London Mustangs at 10-1, Hearts Eagles at 3-4, Hearts Londoners at 3-6, the Hearts Raptors at 2-5, and the London Minotaurs at the bottom, 0-12. Single A South table looks like this. Brighton Brewers at the top with 10-2. The Guildford Goldcats are 6-4. Bracknell Inferno are 5-5. Brighton Jets also have a 5-5 record. The Richmond Dukes are 2-7 with one tied game. And also Guildford Millers are 1 win, 6 losses, and 1 tied game. Single A Southeast with the Kent Mariners at the top of the table with 3 wins and 1 loss. The Tonbridge Wildcats are 6-2. The Kent Buccaneers are 1-3. With Tonbridge Bobcats with 0-4 record and no scores recorded for the South Coast Sea Dogs or the South Coast Pirates. Let's have a look at single A 7. Cardiff Merlins are at the top of the true perfect record with 6 wins and 0 losses. And then you've got the Bristol Brunels with 2 wins, 4 losses, and 1 tied. Bournemouth Bears single A are 1 win, 2 losses, none drawn. And Bristol Bats 0 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tied game. And single A Wessex, Taunton Muskets at the top with 4-2, and not far behind them, Western Jets with 2-1, Cornish Clay Cutters 2-2, and Bristol Bucks at 0-4. Having a quick look at some of the teams in action in the British Baseball League, in the NBL. Now, there were a few games played, but the Manchester A's versus Cartmel Valley Lions was postponed. So the scores that I've got here, we have a split game in the series between the Liverpool Trojans at Sheffield Bruins. The first game went 11-2 to the Trojans, but the Bruins won 9-4 in the second game in their series. And Sheffield Cubs at the Blade Runners, that was 22-1 win to the Cubs in the first game and 31-1 in the second game. And here to tell us about that action is Jono Pritchard from the Cubs.
Hi, Matt. So, we had a really good series the weekend as the Cubs. We were up against the Sheffield Blade Runners 2, and we had a really good day of it. We had game one, we had Spencer on the mound, we had a couple of hits, a couple of errors that led to them getting one run, but that's we held them to that. So a really good performance by everyone. Everyone was getting on base, getting them around the bases, and we just kept that lineup going around. Then obviously I was pitching for game two. I've only been pitching not very long. I started last year with some intra-squad games, and then I joined Sheffield this year. Started pitching properly last year, over off-season with Smart Performance, so Will Linton, Alan Dean and Liam Carroll. And that's where I've really progressed and started there. So pitching with the playing with the Sheffield Cubs in single A. And yeah, had a really good game. Managed to get my control a lot better this game. So we had a couple of errors in the first and a walk. They managed to get one run in on the error. But then other than that, we had a... It was really good work with my catcher, Guy. So I, after the second inning, I knew that had kept them away, but so I didn't really think about anything of it. Then we had a 3-up, 3-down in the third inning. And then we sort of spoke a little bit about, as we were so far ahead, whether we brought someone else in just to give them experience. But it was quite funny, really. The weekend before, I came out for the last out of the game. And it wasn't till I was sat out and we went looked at the scores, realised that I was throwing a no-hitter there. So we threw a combined hitter last weekend and I came out for the last out. And then this weekend, when we spoke about that, I sort of leaned over to the coach and said, "You're not taking me out, look at the score." Obviously trying not to mention it. Then we got up on the mound and just thinking about delivering the pitches rather than anything else specifically. So just working with the catcher, hitting those spots, and we got it. Yeah, it was a great feeling. Some really tough at bats. The Blade Runners had me sort of at 10 pitches to get some of them out, but we did it. Yeah, it was a great day.
Thanks, Joe. And to finish it off, I just want to talk a little bit about Manchester B's trip up to Hull. There we saw Gavin Marshall umpiring the game. It was a really fun occasion. Nice little journey up there. And it was for a very special day too, as the Hull Scorpions, Mark Story, who's the catcher, decided he was going to hang up his cleats. And it was also his birthday day. So he wanted Gav to catch for his last game for one inning, which he did. It was a great test for the Bees that faced him with a couple of hits off there. But yeah, it was just a great fun game. The first game was called Mercy for the Hulls as they beat us being the Manchester team. And the second game was really interesting because the Hull Scorpions were up 17 runs to 2 in the second to last inning. And we managed to claw back in one inning to 18 runs to 17. And then it wasn't until the final inning, Dave was on the mound for Manchester and we had two outs. Second to last person at bat got on base. And then there was an infield home run that sealed the game for the Hull Scorpions. And it was just fantastic. Great, great to see. Even on the receiving end of it, there's a lot of people that are on that team I want to give shout outs to. Some people have only been there for like 4 or 5 training sessions, real work behind the ears, players, including myself, and everyone that was on there gave it everything. So Jason, Mark, the veterans, Will, Andy, everyone, the coaching staff. It was just a great day. And thank you all for such a fantastic afternoon and one that I hope to be involved in quite a lot in the future. That's enough waffle for me. Sorry that the second half of these results weren't as involved as we'd like them to be. But again, I can only work with what I've got. There's not that many scores that were available. So quick check up on the East of England Baseball League before we go. A couple of scores to tell you here. Milton Keynes Bucks are at home to the Cambridge Lancers. The Bucks won both of their games, 18 runs to 7 and then 12 to 7. Northampton Centurions welcomed in the Essex Redbacks and they won both of their games as well, 19 to 6 and 7 to 2. And there's a split in the series down at Cambridge Royals and the Brentwood Stags, as the Royals won the first game 13 runs to 11, but it was the Stags that won 8 to 1 in game 2. And that's all I've got for you for this week. So take care of yourselves, look after each other, and enjoy training. See you out on the field next week. Take care. Ta-ra.